I'll stand up for this song. It seems fitting. This is a very small little song. I mean, a very big little song. A very short song. Written by Malvina Reynolds in Berkeley. And, by the way, she has a record out, if you like Malvina Reynolds. It's on Century City. This song is called Place to Be. And I'll say before I sing the song that I've had a very good time here at Fox Hollow, and it's felt like a very good place to be here. Everybody has a place to go. Everybody wants a place to be. When birds fly, they're swimming in the sky, and fish are swimming in the sea. Everybody has a place to go. Everybody wants to be somewhere. Lobsters live at the bottom of the sea, and I'm at the bottom of the air.
The story about a boy and a girl cast adrift in space after the last underground nuclear test blast blew the Earth apart. And they're in different orbits, luckily, so they meet once every 10 years, and they're about 10 miles apart when they pass, and they wave to each other, and we'd like you to join in the chorus of a song called The AEC Has Set Us Free.
Once upon a time, when the world was round, my love and I were so earthbound,
enjoying every pleasure you could name. But now those days are in the past, with the latest underground nuclear blast. We know that things will never be the same.
For she's on fragment 91.
For she's on fragment 91.
And I'm in orbit round Uranus and the Sun.
And I'm in orbit round Uranus and the Sun.
We're high up in our galaxy.
We're high up in our galaxy.
For the AEC has set us free.
For the AEC has set us free.
Tripping all night, flashing all day, spacing out the natural way.
Moving so fast, the time is standing still. Every 10 years she comes circling by. Her eyes meet mine and she starts in to cry. I love that gal and I guess I always will.
She's on fragment 91.
For she's on fragment 91.
And I'm in orbit round Uranus and the...
And I'm in orbit round Uranus and the Sun.
We're high up in our galaxy.
We're high up in our galaxy. For the AEC set us free.
Farewell, my love, till the next decade. Think of me, don't be afraid.
Our leaders surely know what's right for us. The best of all possible worlds is here. We'll adapt our loving to the stratosphere. It's the government and God in whom we trust. For she's on Franklin 91. And I'm in orbit round Uranus and the sun. We're high up in our galaxy. For the AEC has set us free. Today is the first day of the rest of my life. I awake as a child to see the world begin on monarch wings and birthday wanderings. I want to put on faces, walk in the wet and the cold. Sun's hypnotic eye. Out by the sun's hypnotic eye. Today is the first day of the rest of my life. I awake as a child to see the world begin on monarch wings and birthday wanderings. I want to put on faces, walk in the wet and the cold.
Thank you. joy and everything. Won't you help me find my baby? Don't you know I've tried and tried? Won't you help me find my baby? God knows I've tried and tried.
Getting that out of the evening. It is smut is good at this time. Right on.
We're gonna finish it.
It's called The Two Magicians, and the chorus goes, "Bide, lady, bide, for there's nowhere you can hide. The lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride." Symbolic, my dear. Go home and ask your mother. Lusty smith with his hammer in his hand, crying, "Bide, lady, bide, for there's nowhere you can hide. For the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride. Why may you sit there, lady fair, all in your robes of red? Why come tomorrow at this same time, I'll have you in me bed, crying, 'Bide, lady, bide, for there's nowhere you can hide. For the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride.' Away, away, you cold blacksmith, what do you do me this wrong? but to think to have me made an head that I ever kept so long. I'd rather I was a dead and cold and me body laid in the grave than a dusky, dusky, cold blacksmith me made an head should have. Crying, bye, lady, bye, for there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your lover, and he will lay you dry. So the lady, she curled up her hand and she swore upon her soul that he'd not have her maiden head for all of a pot of gold. But the blacksmith, he curled up his hand and he swore upon the mast that he would have her maiden head for the half of that or less. Crying, bye, lady, bye, but there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love and he will lay you. Dove and flew up into the air. Ah, but he became an old cock pigeon and they flew pair and pair, cooing, bye, lady, bye, for there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your lover and he will lay you by. So the lady, she turned into a mare as dark as the night was black. Ah, but he became a golden saddle and he clung up onto her back, itching, bye, lady, bye, but there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love and he will lay you by. So the lady, she turned into a hare and she ran all over the plain. Ah, but he became a greyhound dog and he ran her down again, barking, bye, lady, bye, but there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love and he will lay you by. Up into the air. Ah, but he became a big airy spider and dragged her into his lair, spinning, bye, lady, bye, for there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love and he will lay you dry. Ah, but he became a lightning flash and he zipped right into her.
Shocking!
Bye, lady, bye, but there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love and he will lay you right. So she turned into a full-dressed ship and sailed all over the sea. Ah, but he became a bold captain and aboard of her went he, ordering, bye, lady, bye, but there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love and he will lay you dry. So she turned into a mulberry tree in the wood. Ah, but he came forth as the morning dew and he sprinkled her where she stood.
Dripping,
bye, lady, bye, but there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love and he will lay you dry. So the lady, she ran into the bedroom and she changed into a bed. Ah, but he became a green coverlet and he gained a maidenhead. And once she woke, he took her so and still he bade her bide. And the lusty smith became a love for all of a mighty pride.
We're doing this, an old Cajun tune, an old Cajun banjo tune. It's called The 8th of January, and it was written to commemorate a famous battle down in New Orleans, and you'll get the paradox of this, folks. You'll get the irony. This was a battle in which the English were smashed to hell.
So don't think the Gadulka's out of place.
They marched forward, dressed in their silly red coats, while those damn Americans stood behind trees and fired at us.
Damned unsportsmanlike, if you ask me.
That was the end of using cricket as a model for war. Get in the middle. Okay, so you all know the battle in New Orleans. The chorus goes, we fired our guns and the British kept it coming and there wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began a running down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Man, if you're gonna clap, you gotta clap Cajun, right, man? Like it's the third beat of the bar, the offbeat. Show 'em, Billy.
Coming, and there wasn't as many as there was a while ago. Five once more, and they began a-blowing, and down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Sisters went a walking one fine day. Oh, the wind and the rain. One pushed the other into the water, water deep, and she cried, the dreadful wind and the rain. Along came a miller with his old grab hook. She cried, the dreadful wind and the rain. He made fiddle strings from her long yellow hair. Oh, the wind and the rain. He made fiddle pegs from her long finger bones. And she cried, the dreadful wind and the rain. The only tune that my fiddle can play. Oh, the wind and the rain. The only, only tune that my fiddle can play is, oh, the dreadful wind and the rain.
Flaccid faces. Thank you.
slaughter. Prisoners